It's the Happy Gang.
Well, come on in.
Keep happy with the Happy Gang. Keep happy, start your day with a bang.
Yes, it's the Happy Gang with Kathleen Stokes at the organ, Blaine Matthey in his violin, Cliff McKay in his clarinet, Jimmy Namaro in his vibraphone, Eddie Allen in his accordion, Bobby Jimby in his trumpet, and with Bert Pearl, your master of ceremonies, at the piano.
Keep happy and healthy, the heck with being wealthy, so keep happy with the Happy Gang. We're screaming, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Time to get happy with that peach of a fellow, the apple of our eye, a guy who's really the berries, Bert Pearl.
Thanks you, Bartlett. For a minute you had me worried there. I thought you were introducing a fruit salad yet. Peaches, apples, berries, nuts.
There you go complaining again. Why does a master of ceremonies always complain about his introductions?
Why?
Yeah.
Why does a master of ceremonies do a whole lot of things, Huey? Why, for instance, does every master of ceremony start in by saying, "Ha-ha! The funniest thing happened to me on the way to the studio!" What a lot of malarkey that stuff is. You know, in all the years that I've been a master of ceremonies, nothing funny ever happened to me on the way to the studio. Believe me.
No kid?
Until today.
Until today?
A girl just kissed me as I was coming in.
Well, what's so funny about that? You've been kissed by a girl before.
Yeah, but on this one, I didn't have to use a bear trap.
Mm.
I don't know what's come over me lately, guys. No fooling. Must be the weather. I just feel like I want to kiss every gal I meet.
The weather makes you feel like that?
No, every girl I meet makes me feel like that.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have any trouble, Bert. After all, for every lovesick guy, I can show you 50 lovesick gals.
You can? How long is this offer open?
Why, Bert, don't you know that every woman craves romance? Yes, there are probably thousands of women listening to you right now, and every one of them wants love.
Okay, brother, line them up in single file for me, will you? Women. Gals. Right now, we're going to do a whole program about them, as a matter of fact. Yes, we've got a flock of tunes written especially for you ladies. Our first one is dedicated to our lovely lady organist, Kathleen, and all you other gals by that name. I'm waiting at the gate for Katie, so don't keep me waiting too long. When the cows come home and the milking is through, you can always be found waiting at the gate for Katie. When the katydid does what the katydids do, I'll be hanging around waiting at the gate for Katie. There are lovesick guys of every size under every bush and tree. Oh, 70 or 80, and they're all in love with Katie. How can Katie care for me? Every day I say I'll be staying away, but at sundown I'll be waiting at the gate for Katie. Lovesick guys guys of every size under every bush and tree. Oh, 70 or 80, and they're all in love with Katie. How can Katie care for little me? Every day I say I'll be staying away, but at sundown I'll be waiting at that gate for Katie. Waiting at the gate for Katie, and right now we're all waiting for our Eddie Allen to tell us the name of the gal that he's going to serenade.
Well, Bert, my song's about Jeannie.
Ed, not Jeannie with the light brown hair.
Uh-huh. Why, do you know her?
Do I know her? Listen, Ed, I knew her when she was a strawberry blonde, believe me. Sing, Ed.
Jeannie with the light brown hair, born like a vapor on the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisy that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour. Many were the blithe birds that warbled them o'er. Oh, I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer. The night wind and sobbing like the rain, wailing for the lost one that comes not again. Oh, I long for Jeannie and my heart bows low, never more to find her where the bright waters flow.
An old favorite made lovely all over again by our Eddie Allen, Jeannie with the light brown hair. Well, from Jeannie with the light brown hair, we turn to Bobby with a bright red tie. It's our Bobby Jimby and his trumpet, ready to do a musical rave about Sweet Lorraine. Bob? Thank you.
Like one swell gal, Bobby. I'd like to make a note of her name right now in my little black book. Lorraine. Oh, that's 1 hour or 2 hours. Got her phone number? Say, speaking of numbers, our Cliff McKay has one here about an Irish Colleen.
That I have, Bert, that I have indeed. Faith, and she's a beauty. Peg's your name. Peg in my heart. Let me tell you about this Colleen.
Peg of my heart, I love you, we'll never part. I love you, dear little girl, sweet little girl, sweeter than the rose of Erin, are your winning smiles endearing, Peg of my heart. Your glances with Irish eyes and trances come be my own. Come make your home in my heart.
Cliff McKay manner for all you Peggy's listening. And say now, here's a message that should interest you, whether your name's Peggy, Jeannie, Aggie, Mabel, Mary, Myrtle. Come in now, pal. I'm running out of names. That spooky music serves as an introduction to a very spooky lady. Her name is Anne Boleyn. You've probably read about her in your history books. Remember, she was one of King Henry VIII's wives until she lost her head. And I do mean she lost her head, but completely. She returns now to haunt King Henry by walking around the Tower of London, with, of all things, her head tucked underneath her arm. In the Tower of London lodges life.
Life.
The ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare.
Have a banana.
Poor Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
Wife.
Until he made the Edsman barber heir.
Shaving a neckcut.
Oh, yes, he did it wrong long years ago. And she comes up at night to tell him so.
With the red tucked underneath the arm, she watched the bloody tower. With the red tucked underneath the arm at the midnight hour.
She comes to Aunt King Henry. She means giving him what for. By Zook, she's going to tell him off for having spilt a gore. And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore,
she has a red tucked underneath the arm.
Then sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
Have another banana.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
Bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
Rake it up, boys.
What a voice on that, Anne. She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And poor Henry cries, don't drop it in the soup.
I will if it split be.
With the red took underneath the ram, she walks a bloody tower. With the red took underneath the ram at the midnight hour.
All along those drafty corridors, for miles and miles she goes. She often catches cold, poor thing. It's cold there when it blows. And it's mighty awkward for the poor queen to have to blow a nose. With the red
tuck underneath the rug.
And that was the ghostly story, more ghastly than ghostly, it seems to me, of Anne Boleyn. Now in a more subdued mood, our Blaine Matthew and Kathleen Stokes have a beautiful melody named Marquita. Blaine and Kay? Thank you. beautiful as the lady herself. You didn't have to be named Marquita to have enjoyed it as played by our Blaine and Kate. Let me see now. We've had songs about Katie, Jeannie, Lorraine, Peggy, Anne, Marquita. Names, 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 nothing but names. But after all, as Shakespeare once wrote, what's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell. Say, that reminds me, what's cooking in the joke pot, Hugh?
Ready or not, this is the spot. Here comes Huey with the joke pot. Old or new, come on, Hugh. See what's cooking in the joke pot.
Not entirely happy about the introduction, but since our program is about girls' names, I've got a story that concerns a couple of doozers. Penelope Fumblebrow and Ramona Fire Hydrant, who meet on a busy downtown street corner. Penelope has just come from her doctor's office, Lemuel Z. Band-Aid, and looks none too happy about her visit. So let's listen as Ramona, played by our trumpet virtuoso, Bobby Jinby, says fervently,
Penelope, whatever is the matter? You look so angry.
Oh, hello, Ramona. Oh, I'm just so angry I could scream.
But what's the matter?
Oh, I went to see that horrible Dr. Band-Aid to have my throat painted with iodine. And the price he charged.
Was he expensive?
Expensive. I'll say he was expensive. Do you know he charged me $10 to have my throat painted with iodine?
Well, that's a reasonable fee, Penelope. That's not really very much.
Not much. Why, I had my whole kitchen whitewashed for $4.95.
We leave that gruesome twosome to return to our lovely ladies. And here's the kid who can really do it. Eddie Allen sings Diane.
There's a story I've read that I'll tell to you. It is June and they meet the same as most lovers do. Then he is called away and he writes her to say, I'm in heaven when I see you smile for me, my Diane. And though everything's dark all the while, I can see you, Diane. You have lighted the road leading home. Pray for me when you can. But no matter wherever I roam, smile for me, my Diane.
Treat for any Diane who happened to be listening. And here's a tune now about a Western cow gal called Harriet. a mighty pretty gal round the Rio Grande. Every buckaroo tries to win her hand. Yes, for her love they all sigh. And here's the reason why. All the cowhands wanna marry Harriet.
Who?
Harriet's handy with a lariat.
Well?
She just don't wanna get married yet.
Why?
She's having too much fun.
Oh.
With her lasso she can throw a buffalo.
No.
Yeah, any old bronco in the rodeo. She can round up any Romeo without a rope or gun on her veranda. Oh, brother, what a line they hand her. But she keeps those wolves away, shouting yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Hey!
All the cowhands want to marry Harriet.
Who?
Harriet's handy with a lariat.
Well?
She just don't want to marry yet.
Why?
She's having too much fun. And just like Harriet, we've had a lot of fun doing these songs about you lovely ladies. And if that old clock hadn't caught up with us, we'd keep going right now. But we've got to scram until our next visit. So until then, we just want to remind everybody everywhere to keep happy, won't you?
There go, ladies and gentlemen, the Happy Gang. So until next time, happy listening.